Hello, everyone. Steve Siebold back with MentalToughnessBlog.com. Hope you're having a great holiday season. I wanted to make a quick recommendation on a book that I've been reading that just has just blown me away. It's just absolutely phenomenal, and I think you guys would really like this because you're mentally tough, critical thinkers, and this book really takes you behind the scenes of one of the most critical thinkers of the 20th century. I believe, personally, one of the greatest minds of the 20th century, and that's the late, great Ayn Rand. The story is told through Nathaniel Brandon, Dr. Nathaniel Brandon, the famous psychologist based in Los Angeles, and some people call the father of the self-esteem movement, who was Ayn Rand's protege. Don't know if you know the story or not, but it's a pretty amazing story that made its way all the way to Hollywood with a movie about 10 years ago called The Passion of Ayn Rand. And this book is just it takes you behind the scenes of how Nathaniel Brandon wrote Ayn Rand a letter as a kid when he read the book The Fountainhead. He was blown away by the philosophy in The Fountainhead, and he wrote this letter to Ayn Rand, and he subsequently met her, and he became her protege. As a matter of fact, Ayn Rand said many, many times, both privately and publicly, that to Nathaniel Brandon, in other words, and to other people, and publicly, that Nathaniel Brandon was one of the only people that could really understand the inner workings of her philosophy, which, of course, became known as objectivism. And I don't know if you're familiar with all this or not. I imagine a lot of you are because, again, you're on this blog, so probably a lot of you are. But you got to read this book. If you've read The Fountainhead, if you've read Atlas Shrugged, you know, one of the most influential books, the book they said a few years ago was only second to the Bible in impact in the 20th century in terms of a book. Just pretty amazing stuff. And maybe some, and has some contrast to organized religion as well. So it's kind of an interesting thing there. But you got to read this book if you're into Ayn Rand, if you're into Atlas Shrugged, The Fountainhead, another anthem, and other Ayn Rand works. This great mind, Nathaniel Brandon, just does a brilliant job of going behind the scenes. I mean, personal conversations with Ayn Rand and a lot of at a lot of points where Ayn Rand, you'll probably, as you read this, went wrong. Too far, in my opinion, to the point where she seemed at times to be very miserable, depressed. After Atlas Shrugged, for example, I'll give you a tidbit from the book. This book has just really grabbed my attention. I read a lot of books. I read about 50 books a year. And this book has just grabbed me like no other. And I've only been reading about 10 days, but I'm just in the last final pages here. But just amazing. One of the tidbits is Atlas Shrugged, if you remember. If you haven't read Atlas Shrugged, please go out and get this book, or go get the CDs. You can get them on Amazon, or you can get the book on Amazon. It's a long book. It's 1,200 pages, and I guarantee you it's worth reading. I've read the book probably 10 times, including I listen to the audio CDs. I haven't read the actual book 10 times, but I've been going over it probably for 15, 16 years. And I'm listening to it again on CD. It's so long. It's easier to listen to after a while you're doing other things. But it's amazing if you haven't read Atlas Shrugged. I believe it's the greatest novel ever written, in my opinion, because it's so philosophical and it's just so true. And I can say without getting real political here, what's happening with the Obama administration in the United States? This is like Atlas Shrugged coming true. It's just almost unbelievable. 50 years later, the book was written in 1957 by Ayn Rand, and the thing I knew that before, obviously, but what I didn't know, and what you may not know, is that she was really depressed about the book for about 3 or 4 years. Depressed. Now, she sold a lot of books, and that wasn't what she was depressed about. She was depressed because she was really criticized for the philosophy that's contained in this book. And I won't tell you any more about it, but it's just absolutely fascinating to the way Nathaniel Brandon, who was her greatest confidant, her greatest protege until 1968, when they had a falling out and they just sort of broke, you know, the camp sort of broke apart. This was her number one protege, and it's a real behind the scenes look at one of the most powerful, mentally tough, critical thinking minds, I believe, that ever lived. And a lot of people believe that. Alan Greenspan, the great economist, is also talked about in this story. He was a part of Ayn Rand's inner circle and a lot of other things. Okay, I could just talk about this all night because I'm so pumped up about it, but you just go get the book, would you? You got to go get the book. The book is called My Years with Ayn Rand. It's by Dr. Nathaniel Brandy. I'm sure you can get it on Amazon. I got it on Amazon. That's where I got it. Read the book. Love to know what you think about this. Love to get your comments on Atlas Shrugged, Ayn Rand, or objectivism, or any other thing that relates to this post. I'd love to have your comments, as always. And I appreciate you, as always, this year, especially you guys. We've got a lot of new subscribers all over the world to the Mental Toughest blog. So welcome to all the new subscribers. Thank you guys so much for commenting on the blog and being a part of this community. We got a lot of really smart people in this community. And so it's exciting going into the new year. I want to wish everyone around the world that listens to the blog a happy holiday season, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year, and all the rest of the great holidays. Have a great season. It's going to be a dynamite 2010. Things are going to be better than ever, and I'll look forward to hearing from you soon. Thanks so much. I'm Steve Siebold.